Tens of thousands of unionists from the Orange Order marched from their lodges Thursday across Northern Ireland to take part in annual parades. The 12th, as it's known, commemorates King William of Orange's military victory on July 12, 1690, over forces loyal to the deposed Catholic King of England, James II. Hours before the start of the day-long marches, riot police clashed with Irish nationalist men and teens on the edge of the Ardoyne area of West Belfast, one of the flashpoint areas for the parades. This year, a British government-appointed parades commission has tried to defuse the clash by ordering the area's Orange men to pass Ardoyne 3 hours earlier than usual. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Belfast-based research analyst Robin Wilson, who says fundamentally, sectarianism has not yet been tackled on the ground.
Well, it was always the case that of the literally thousands of parades that take place in Ardoyne every year, mostly the vast majority of them Protestant communal parades, only a relatively small number were contested and subject to rulings by the public body known as the Parades Commission. And only really one or two of them have become annual trials of strength, notably the march that goes through North Belfast past a Catholic ghetto area known as Ardoyne, which has been the source of rioting in recent years, and it's been feared could be the source of riots later today.
I mean, you were talking about the Ardoyne, that kind of flashpoint area, and am I right in saying that the march has to go through the Ardoyne by 6 o'clock? It's a deadline. They've called that unfeasible, but I was reading that they've come up with a plan of their own. It hasn't been released yet, but they seem to be looking for a peaceful solution to this problem that they have.
Yes, the Orange Order met last night, and they have arrived at some approach, but they haven't actually said yet what this approach will be. And so it remains to be seen. There were some clashes earlier this morning, some scuffles at least, in the area on the outward leg of the parade, so to speak. And these were clashes between Catholic protesters and the police. And to some extent, this particular episode in North Belfast is as much about, if not more about, internal tensions in the Catholic community than it is about sectarian tensions between Catholics and Protestants, because there are competing residence organizations in Ardoyne, which have disaffiliations in either case to Sinn Féin on the one hand and the other, the dissident groups that have split away from the IRA. And to some extent, what will happen today will be about a trial of strength between those different political factions in the Catholic community.
There must be a lot of security with regard to what's going on over this weekend.
Well, indeed, there will be a very large amount of money spent on all of this, which in previous times used to be paid for by the government in Westminster, but since 2010, responsibility for policing and justice has been devolved to Northern Ireland, along with the other powers that are held at Stormont in Belfast. So, of course, the extra policing costs, which will be incurred as a result of these tensions, will straightforwardly mean less money to spend on hospitals and schools. And that has to be a question, surely, in a lot of people's minds as to whether this money might not be better spent.
Coming back to the dissident question again, I mean, again, we've seen an awful lot of positive publicity over the past year. We've seen the Queen come to the Republic of Ireland. We saw her come on an pre-announced visit to Northern Ireland. She shook the hands of Martin McGuinness. But despite that, what is the kind of alert rating with dissidents? What is the situation that it would be on?
Well, certainly the police are very concerned about the threat that they pose, and particularly in Derry. There's really quite an ongoing drumbeat of nightly activity taking place. it's still the case that these groups are very fragmented, still the case that none of them has anything like the strength really to challenge the IRA in any meaningful way, never mind to take on British state in any meaningful way. But they do have the capacity to engage, for example, in very regular so-called punishment meetings and shootings where they have sought to take over the role of the IRA in Catholic working class areas of acting as informal enforcers of authority against alleged drug dealers and so on. And again, in Derry in particular, what's happened has been an organization has been formed from former IRA members called Publican Action Against Drugs, which has been engaged in this so-called punishment shooting activity on a quite serious level.
Just regarding what I was talking about earlier, the diplomatic effort and the visit of the Queen again and then her visit to Northern Ireland. And I was talking to two priests who were at that ceremony, the cathedral and St. Michael's Parish Church there in Enniskillen. And they were stressing certainly the ecumenical strength there, but they were also stressing the idea of there being much more of a sense, rather than 10 years ago, much more of a sense of one community rather than two communities. Would you agree with that?
Well, there's certainly been, over the last few decades, a progressive process of normalisation that's taken place. And really, a lot of that has taken place just because of general weariness with the conflict, rather than as a result of political initiatives. And what's kind of striking about the visit to by the Queen to Northern Ireland and the handshake with Martin McGuinness was really two things. One was that a lot of the coverage of it here and internationally was really playing it down and saying, not quite so what, but well, why did it have to take so long? And secondly, just in recent days, because on foot of the inquiry that was belatedly established by the British government into the Bloody Sunday killings in Derry in 1972, a bit of that inquiry having discovered that, as everybody knew, the army murdered 13 people that day, there are to be investigations into the soldiers involved. And as a result, the First Minister, Peter Robinson, the Protestant First Minister Peter Robinson, is now demanding investigations into his deputy Martin McGuinness of what he was doing at the time. What's always going on is the background noise of sectarianism, and the problem is that the whole inspiration of the peace processes that became known from the standpoint of the British government was to find a way to get the IRA campaign to end. In fact, it was winding down anyway, as we now know. So in the sense it was quite irrelevant, but nothing that was done in the peace process has really done anything to change sectarianism on the ground, which is the fundamental Northern Ireland problem, and which is reflected in the episodes that will happen today in terms of the marches.